We're just a couple days away from Black Friday, considered by many to be the biggest shopping day of the holiday season. Many stores feature Black Friday specials and deals. In recent years, the day has become such a big deal, it bleeds into Thanksgiving. Some stores have after-dinner doorbuster deals or even open all day tomorrow.
But some retailers are saying no. Outdoor store REI announced earlier this fall that they'll be closed on Black Friday. Some stores are putting out statements about their decision to stay closed on Thanksgiving as well.
John Talbot is with us now to talk about Black Friday and holiday shopping ahead of the Super Bowl of shopping. He's the Associate Director of the Center for Education and Research in Retailing at Indiana University. John, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. How are you doing?
Good. So when did Black Friday become such a huge shopping holiday in the first place?
Well, Black Friday's been around for a number of years. And, historically, it was the day when they said that retailers actually went into the black, that was the day they started to make money because obviously so much of a retailer's expenses are fixed in terms of a store. So Black Friday was the day where they finally got through and paid the rent for the whole year essentially and went into the black. So it's been around for longer than I can remember, and I honestly can't give you the exact date, but probably 75, 100 years. But of course quite different today than it was then.
Right, so it's changed a lot, and now we've got Cyber Monday, and we have some stores closing. Is Black Friday, is it still deserving of its reputation as the Super Bowl of shopping days?
I think it is the Super Bowl. It may be today is more like the NCAA 14 playoff, where we have, it begins, and there's an ongoing series of events as opposed to the single emphasis on one day that we saw previously. I mean, retailers are finding ways to, extend the holiday and essentially spread it out, mostly through the use of their e-commerce situations or their websites.
Now let's talk about the internet and Black Friday. And for a while we were talking about, the real live stores, brick and mortar versus the internet. That is changing now. I mean, Amazon has a real bookstore in the works, I guess, but Walmart is making a big push to have their online entity be a big factor on Black Friday.
Yeah, to me, I think it's the term, kind of the battle between brick and mortar and e-commerce has ended. And I've said to a couple people this holiday season, and I've heard it from others, that we should just think of it as commerce again. It's right back around together. And most of the major traditional big brick and mortar retailers, like the ones you just mentioned, Macy's, Kohl's, any of the larger department stores, their single biggest location, if you will, it's not necessarily a physical store, but their biggest business is done now through their website. So they're as invested as a company like Amazon in ensuring that they have success in commerce that takes place through a digital medium as opposed to a physical one. But retail's back around united again, and I think especially with what you said about Amazon opening a store, we're going to move to an environment where I think there'll be a blend of physical and digital for almost any retailer, and the question is the ratio.
Should we be looking at Black Friday as a kind of litmus test for how well the economy is doing, or is it sort of too niche a situation for that?
I'm not sure that we should look just at Black Friday. I think the overall performance during the holiday shopping season is still a very important indicator of the overall health of the economy and the confidence that individuals have. With Black Friday and the fact that there's so many other mechanisms for customers to acquire the goods they desire during this time period, I think it could be possible that Black Friday might be down in sales, say, relative to a year ago, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the quarter itself will underperform. As a matter of fact, most sources expect this to be a pretty strong holiday shopping period in the United States.
Talking about Black Friday and the related holiday shopping season with John Talbot at Indiana University. One of the things that prompted this discussion, John, is it seemed like for a long time there's a movement, advertising, we're opening earlier on Black Friday and earlier, and now, we're opening on Thanksgiving Day. Now we're seeing stores publicly announcing, hey, we're staying closed on Thanksgiving, or even, as we mentioned, REI saying we're not even opening on Black Friday. So what's leading to some stores publicly moving in the other direction?
Well, I think last year, as you and I think we may have even spoken last year, Rob, but I remember, you know, it seemed as if, you know, if we were having this discussion 3 years ago that we expected retailers to start on Wednesday, for example, and just shop all the way through Thanksgiving. And a lot of people were upset that people were not able to be with their families in their homes. And I think that equilibrium has been found, and Walmart really figured out maybe a year ago, over the last couple years, that moving back any further really doesn't positively affect the business. And then as far as stores like REI, REI is uniquely positioned to abandon Black Friday because they are they're owned by their customers and by their employees. They're a cooperative. I think if Macy's announced that they were closing on Black Friday, they would wake up Monday with their share price down 15%. Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's any sort of blowback if stores do this, but then also sort of engage in being closed on Friday in a way that's self-congratulatory, going, look at us, we're closed. Other stores have tried to do this. Does that backfire?
Yeah, I like REI's approach. REI, to me, is being authentic about it because they are a retailer whose primary, you know, the goods they sell are related to activities outdoors. And I think that it aligns nicely with who they are, and I think, you know, they're probably not really walking away from a huge amount of business anyway because they're not noted as sort of a Black Friday deal location. I must have that pup tent on Friday. So I think that for them it made sense. It's aligned with probably who they are from a value standpoint within the brand themselves. But, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think everybody jumping on the bandwagon and say, look how good I am. Consumers are not going to believe that.
And REI, kind of a luxury item or a specialty item store, your more general stores, Walmarts and Targets and department stores and things like that, could they afford to lose that kind of business that they might bring in on a Black Friday or even a Thanksgiving?
They absolutely cannot. I mean, I think that, you know, the reality is that Black Friday for a long time had gotten so promotional, and the retailers have gotten, I think, more, well, they've always been intelligent, but I think more sophisticated in their approach to Black Friday, where they go out and seek value for their customers, you know, at the beginning of the year. You know, they've probably been working on Black Friday for 12 months, planning the items that they're going to have, and they've probably worked with their manufacturers to purchase those at prices that are valuable not only for the consumer but also that allow them to make money. And so, you know, I think Black Friday probably is a better day for them than maybe it has been historically from a profitability standpoint. But they can, you know, it's maybe 1.5-2% of the month in November, and if they walked away from that, they wouldn't make that back up on Saturday and Sunday, which would be the last day of the month, which means November for them would be a disaster, and Wall Street wouldn't like it very well.
Do you think that we've reached sort of a peak when it comes to this closure on Black Friday? Is it a trendy thing that's going to continue, and maybe we'll see more stores hopping on, or do you think this is maybe the peak that we're going to get?
Do you mean in terms of people abandoning Black Friday?
Right, shutting down and letting their employees stay home.
I think that it's going to be very specific related to the retailer. I think for some retailers, it probably makes sense. I think for perhaps small businesses, you know, located in a downtown square, I think that they've lost the Black Friday battle for a long time because that's not what people look for. And I like the idea of, you know, local Saturday that's been invented. Although it's an invented notion, I think it is something that's a good idea for local merchants to sort of try to identify what makes them different and why people should save some of their spending, the money they intend to spend during holiday, and use it at the, you know, to buy the unique products that some of these local establishments have.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about Small Business Saturday. Is that something that you think is actually making a difference, or is this still just a drop in the bucket compared to the big stores and Black Friday?
It's small in terms of total value, but I would hope that it's important for smaller retailers who are responsible for a lot of the innovation that we see out there and interesting new brands. I live in Bloomington, Indiana, and we have a number of unique, interesting retailers down on our town square and in kind of the downtown shopping area. And they do bring something different from the big guys. And I think being engaged and finding a way to get the word out, and people do want to kind of support local businesses and people's livelihoods depend on that. And a lot of times it's somebody that you know and you walk in and shake hands with them, and I think we sort of have a vested interest in wanting those folks to do well. And so I hope that it's successful. It seems like a little bit of branding around it and uniting themselves together and can maybe help to pull people to that downtown location in more suburban or even urban shopping areas.
John, any predictions for what the hot ticket items are going to be this year for Black Friday and beyond?
Well, we do a poll in conjunction with a company called collegefashionista.com that has young women blogging at campuses all over the United States and the world, and they told me that boots are it this year. Boots or booties.
Boots or booties.
And apparel, I think, will also do well, at least with this population. These are young women, and apparel is always their most important item, but we don't have an iPhone in the mix this year that's going to, you know, take some spending away from other items. And the iWatch is, I think, something that people have already purchased if they're going to. So I think, you know, apparel, accessories, footwear, the three areas where a lot of the spending will take place.
Great. Well, John, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, guys. I hope that you guys have a nice holiday season.
That was John Talbot, Associate Director of the Center for Education and Research in Retailing at Indiana University. He was with us to talk about Black Friday shopping. We just heard from retail expert John Talbot about Black Friday and holiday shopping trends for this coming year.
And now we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, your plans for Black Friday shopping, hitting the stores or avoiding them at all costs. Do you think stores should open on Thanksgiving? Would you go to them, or do you think they should be closed to let staffers and customers just enjoy their Thanksgiving holiday? What do you think about the news that REI and other stores are deciding to stay closed on Black Friday itself? And are you one of the people shifting from going to actual reality-type stores to buying stuff, buying your presents online? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. 642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we go to our callers now. Heather is first in Stevens Point. Heather, hi.
Hi.
What will
Thanks
you be doing?
Thank you for taking my call. I work on Friday, so I won't be shopping. But my comment was that people get very upset that retail workers have to work on Thanksgiving or on Black Friday, but nobody really comments that healthcare workers and hospital employees and other types of workers are working on these days, and no one gets in a big uproar about that.
Okay, interesting. Thank you, Heather.
Heather, thanks a lot. And I had just on Facebook seen a back and forth, I think between two of my cousins it was, one making exactly Heather's case, one saying, well, but those are essential workers, of course, they have to work, so why have to come in on a holiday for a non-essential job? So this is a live debate, I think, going on around the internet on social media. Heather, thanks so much for your call. You can join in, too, at 800-642-1234. We've got Lori on the line next in Green Bay. Lori, hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What do you think, Lori?
Well, I think that stores should stay closed on Thanksgiving and that should be a day for families, and that they could open at like 4 o'clock in the morning on Friday like they used to. It makes it more exciting.
So exciting to you, Lori? I mean, were you somebody who would show up early at a store on Black Friday?
Oh, definitely. I used to do it all the time.
Used to, but not anymore.
No. No, I've kind of steered clear of it lately because I'm, you know, kind of boycotting the Thanksgiving Day thing. I think, you know, that should be a family holiday.
All right. Well, Lori, thank you so much for sharing that with us. We are talking about Black Friday and holiday shopping, and we want to know how you do it if you're going to be out there on Black Friday or even tomorrow hitting the stores. Small Business Saturday, are you a business owner participating or somebody who's looking to shop at local small businesses on Saturday? Are you more a Cyber Monday kind of person? call in, or are you working, by the way, on the holidays, Thanksgiving or Black Friday itself? Are you bracing yourself for it? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And as always, of course, you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And if you're not going to be doing any of those things,
right,
retail involved, what will you be doing with that extra Friday if you're not working and you're opting not to go to the stores? It's interesting to me. I used to be one of those shoppers on Black Friday.
Really?
I would look forward to it before it happened, and then when I actually went shopping and I was crushed with people, I thought, why was this something I wanted to do so much again? And there was an excitement to it, I'll give you that. But these days I opt more maybe for a walk in the woods.
My biggest mistake was going grocery shopping on the evening before Thanksgiving.
Oh, I've
one
done
time.
That many times.
I found the last parking spot. Yeah, it was an exercise in patience, I'll say that. Back to our callers now. Rich is on the line in Hale's Corners. Rich, hi there.
Hi there.
What do you want to tell us about?
I think the holiday, all stores should be shut down so people can remember what the holiday is really about. I mean, people are calling and saying, you know, oh, they're fighting over people who work at hospitals and things like that. I'm sure those people, if they had families in the hospital, they wouldn't dispute it. We're talking lives over presents. It's ridiculous. I mean, if everybody would just not shop, the places wouldn't be able to open.
All right, Rich, thanks a lot for sharing your thoughts on that at 800-642-1234.
And we go next to Heather. Heather joins us in Madison. Hi, Heather.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure.
I just wanted to say I will not be shopping on Friday. I think Black Friday is awful. And so many levels, just the consumerism of the holidays and what that's become, it's not what the holidays are about. Thanksgiving is a time to be with family. And so is Christmas. I mean, when people are thinking about running out to get presents, it just doesn't mean as much as spending time with family, giving gifts that count. And I hope more people start thinking about Giving Tuesday, which is, you know, it's after Cyber Monday, after Black Friday, and Giving Tuesday is a day to give back to your community, to donate to local nonprofits, where you can really make a difference and spread love in a very different way.
Great. Well, thank you for that, Heather. Appreciate you calling.
Then we'll go next to Lauren on the line in Viroqua. Lauren, hi.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to call and say, yeah, I used to work in retail, and one of the reasons I got out of retail was because it got to be such a maddening time of year, and I am now a nurse working in Viroqua, so I am still working the holiday season. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm working tomorrow, and as I speak to you, I got one hand on the phone and one hand making some turkey gravy. So, we do a big potluck tomorrow, and it's going to be, you know, coworkers and family of coworkers.
Lauren,
so, yeah.
I got to ask, I worked in a mall a couple years during holiday season, and I am now allergic to pretty much every Christmas carol you can throw at me. Did that drive you nuts, too?
Yes, because they're on right now. It's taken me maybe 3 or 4 years to kind of unsensitize myself from that, and I was shopping for groceries the other day just bopping to Jingle Bells, so it's been a complete turnaround.
Wow, good for you. I'm still a couple decades from hearing the 9th different version of Silver Bells in a one-week span, and I still haven't got it back. Lauren, thanks so much for your call.
Appreciate that, and we're going to go next to Paul joining us in Trigo. Paul, hi.
Hi. I think it's important to support small businesses, local small businesses. Every dollar that you spend in a small local business stays in your community, circulates an average of, I think, 6 times before it departs. I'd rather support my friends and neighbors and their entrepreneurial efforts. Oftentimes we lament the homogeneity of the marketplace, and why not support something that's unique in the entrepreneurial spirit? So that's my comment.
All right. Well, appreciate that, Paul.
Thanks for that call. We'll go next to Marcus on the line in Green Bay. Marcus, hi.
Hi. Yeah, you're talking about shopping on Black Friday. I think, you know, I don't know anything about that, but there's enough time in the day to do both, as long as I think do it the shopping before or do whatever you need to do before and have the get-together afterwards. That way there's not a deadline. And my thing I'm going to tomorrow, it's the same every year, is the Thanksgiving takes place, and then the hosts have a, tomorrow's a 3 o'clock thing, so everything, bam, it ends at 3 o'clock. So it's kind of like hanging over, and then, you know, everybody, bam, we're out of there. So I think just do it beforehand and then get together afterwards, and everybody relaxes. And you know, that's not even, you know, part of the Thanksgiving day. It's already been taken care of.
And, Marcus, after that 3 o'clock deadline, you're watching the Packer game?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. I don't know what's going on. I'm confused. I guess I'll travel home and miss part of the game, and that's not a real big deal. But, yeah, okay. It's nice to see the kickoff. Thanks.
All right, Marcus. So a little planning. He says you can work that shopping in on Thanksgiving if you really gotta.
And we've got a comment here from Gina on Facebook who says, I won't be shopping on Thanksgiving ever and on Black Friday, only if I've taken complete leave of my senses. Shopping for sport, not a chance. So there's someone who will resolutely not be out there in the throngs.
Still time to share your thoughts over at the Central Time Facebook page. Let us know if you'll be shopping, how you'll be shopping, whether you'll be shopping at all over this holiday weekend, Thanksgiving Thursday, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Monday,
Cyber Monday,
and
right.
Giving Tuesday. Let us know what you're doing on any of that on the Central Time Facebook page. Love
and
to see your thoughts there.
We should give a shout-out to our stalwarts here at Wisconsin Public Radio who will be working on Thanksgiving and on Black Friday. I guess that's us on Black Friday.
We'll be here on Black Friday.
But our beloved technical director, Michelle Good, will be here manning the station on Thanksgiving Day. Joy Cardine will be in as well. But there will also be pie, so there's a bright side.